This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The hunt for Osama bin Laden is narrowing to a complex of caves and tunnels in the mountainous Tora Bora region of eastern Afghanistan. U.S. officials say they believe bin Laden remains in that area, with his avenues of escape steadily closing. More intense fighting is reported today in that area. The United States may have scored an important political victory with the release yesterday of a videotape in which bin Laden is heard taking responsibility for the September 11th attacks. NPR's Tom Jeltom reports.
The videotape is of a social occasion. An unidentified Arab sheikh has come to Afghanistan to meet with bin Laden. They sit chatting, drinking, and eating in the living room of a residence. Whoever filmed the visit was apparently an amateur. The video is fuzzy and the conversation itself barely understandable. The Pentagon did its own translation of the Arabic, then hired independent outside experts to verify the translation. According to a transcript released by the Pentagon, bin Laden and his Arab guests talk primarily about the hijacking of the aircraft on September 11th and the subsequent attacks in New York and Washington. Bin Laden readily takes credit for the attacks, even joking with the sheikh about how some of the hijackers didn't know what they were getting into. Here an actor reads from the official translation.
The brothers who conducted the operation, all they knew was that they have a martyrdom operation. And we asked each of them to go to America, but they didn't know anything about the operation, not even one letter. But they were trained, and we did not reveal the operation to them until they're there, and just before they boarded the planes.
Bin Laden tells the sheikh that he and his associates knew 5 days ahead of time when the attacks in New York and Washington would take place. Having worked for years in his family's construction business, bin Laden apparently knows how buildings can be taken down.
We calculated in advance the number of casualties from the enemy who would be killed based on the position of the tower. We calculated that the floors that would be hit would be 3 or 4 floors. I was the most optimistic of them all. Due to my experience in the field, I was thinking that the fire from the gas in the plane would melt the iron structure of the building and collapse the area where the plane hit and the floors above it only. This is all that we had hoped for.
Administration officials say the videotape, released yesterday at the Pentagon, should remove all doubt about bin Laden's responsibility for the September 11th attacks. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said yesterday that experts examined the tape to make sure it was authentic and had not been tinkered with. Still, he invited people to decide for themselves whether the tape and the accompanying transcript are credible.
It took some time, and we believe it was done carefully, but we do not stand behind it. It is not our tape. It is not our translation. We did the best we could. We tried also to see that the words were put in reasonably close proximity on the tape to the individual speaking the words so that the body language would connect. It is what it is. Take it for what you wish to.
In fact, the administration is anxious that people in the Muslim world see and hear the tape and perhaps reconsider any sympathy they may have had for bin Laden. Charlotte Beers, who directs the State Department's Office for Public Diplomacy, said yesterday that many people until now have rejected the idea that bin Laden was really behind the September 11th attacks.
This clearly keeps you from putting that aside. You have to hear the man talk about his anticipation of the event and the way he and others felt about it. And although each of you may respond differently to it, I think it becomes an important piece of communication. I expect many media in the Middle East to pick it up and use it.
The release of the videotape comes at a moment when U.S. and opposition forces in Afghanistan are reported to be closing in on bin Laden and his remaining al-Qaeda fighters. A senior military official says the al-Qaeda forces who are holding out in the Tora Bora region are fighting fiercely as if they are defending something of great value. At the Pentagon yesterday, Donald Rumsfeld brushed aside reports that bin Laden may already have fled to Pakistan.
We think he's in Afghanistan. We are chasing him. He is hiding. He does not want us to know where he is. We are asking everyone we can to help.
Rumsfeld said additional U.S. Special Operations Forces are going into the Tora Bora area to join the hunt for bin Laden. Tom Jeltom, NPR News, Washington.